אוקיי, כמה נקודות בקשר למפגשים אחד לאחד. אנחנו רוצים לפגוש כולכם בימיים, היום ומחר. אז זה אומר שמחר רק שים את השם שלכם אם לא היה מפגש. אז לא לבקש מפגש השני. יכול להיות אחרי זה יש הזדמנות, אבל מחר רק אלה שלא פגשנו היום. תבוא כמה דקות לפני הזמן לחכות בצד, בגלל אחרת everything gets כמו ברופא שיניים שאומר 12 ואז אולי בשעה 2 יכול לראות בגלל יש כל כך tour. So just a few minutes early to come to one-to-ones. אז המטרה של המפגשים זה ממש practice. אנחנו רוצים לעזור לכם באופן אישי, להבין את התרגול שלכם באופן אישי, בגלל כל אחד יש תרגול אחר וכיוון אחר, ומה שמעניין את כל אחד בשלב. אז זה הזדמנות ממש לעבוד על תרגול, איך אפשר להוציא מהרטריט הכי טוב, and especially where you feel your edge, where you feel your limits, where what you're interested in, to לדחוף את הקצה של התרגול, to go further, where do you feel, or maybe you feel stuck and you want some suggestions to go deeper. זה לא כל כך מילה שאני אוהב, but you know what I mean. So it's very much practice oriented, the meetings. All my meetings are going to be there next to on בחוץ בעניין של המורות, וכל המפגשים עם אילן יהיה שם, in this room here. Okay. So we're really in the practice as much as possible in the now. Nowness. What's now? I know that there's a whole Dharma talk last night about selfing, and which looks like, sounds like ideas about, and Hempasetagamore, what our ideas about things, but in the practice we want to be as close as possible to the now, ha'achshav, ha'miyadiyut, ha'intimiyut, im bemet ma ha'chavaya sheli achshav, naked, arum. And that's, in a way, if we're there we can't go wrong. The experiences can change, but if we're right there in the now, we're okay. Then we're practicing. Ludugma, Arbebre Machabot, scenarios, Tasritim. Afilu Avar, Zichronot. Aval, Imanachnu Margishim, Ani Yoshev Po. לראות את ההצגה של שייקספיר, אני פה בכיסא, אני רואה את ההצגה. Even if it's ההצגה of what happened to me when I was 10 years old, doesn't matter, I'm here watching ההצגה. Then you're in the now, and you know it. I'm in the now, I'm watching the movie. Doesn't matter. Worst movie in town, best movie in town. Doesn't matter. So, we have to be aware that our experiences will be pleasant or unpleasant. So allow Vedana, allow pleasant or unpleasant to be part of the experience. Just to know this is unpleasant. And it can be external, you know, hot, too cold, not enough food, not enough sleep, not enough this, not enough that, to this, this great, this beautiful, this wonderful ecstasy. All these thoughts are disaster and these thoughts are bliss. Doesn't matter. We allow things to be the way they are. Knowing them as pleasant or unpleasant, that's where we develop our freedom. So allow things to be pleasant or unpleasant. And if we make a drama out of them, just know that that's what we're doing. It's human, we're human beings, so we turn something into a drama. Someone takes our cushion and we feel it's the most terrible thing. Just watch that happening, the dramas that we make now. And knowing pleasant, unpleasant, just knowing it, allowing it, mafshir, if sure. And the unpleasant and pleasant can develop into the hindrances, the miksholim, so-called, but when they tend, it's when they tend to be whole mind-body kind of states, matzavei mind-body, and classically there's five of them, but there may be more, and there may be mixed desire, wanting, needing, I need this, chaseli it there, I have to have that. Aversion, zelotovli, hazeh lotov, hazeh lotov, matzav hazeh, or ani lotov, or mashi lotov, or ele lotov, or hem lotov, aversion. And states of energy, Isheket, agitation, restlessness, no energy, Yiridaba energia, Ayufut, Kolasman, Niradem, Kolasman, Niradmut, or Bilbul, chaos in the mind. All of these are very natural because they come from the unconscious. So as we are practicing and aware, voices from deeper down come. And these are the voices of conditioning, shalahatnaya. But they are kind of deeper in the system. So isheket is not something that we can say, it's not a thought, it's not exactly an experience, it's coming from a voice inside of resistance or of wanting. Coming from a deeper place. So just be aware that these hindrances are very natural, and in fact we need them, because these are the voices of our conditioned mind, and they are what is sitting there. And so when you if and when you experience the states like that, matzavim, mind-body states, which don't necessarily have a story. They're just states, matzavim, mind, body, heart. First is to recognize what it is. Ah, is there isheket? אני לא מזהה. Secondly, not to be against it, not to think it's a failure, that I can't meditate, I'm useless at this, I should go home. Allow it to be part of the process, and it is. Very often it's because we are doing meditation right, we get them coming up. And they come up until the level of Buddhahood, they will be there. But they get lighter and lighter. The hindrances are arhats also, means the highest level, but they become very light. They will still be there because they're the voices of conditioning, of the conditioned mind. So the second thing to do with them is give them space. Yes, this is what's happening. The third is to really explore the experience. So for example, ayafut or netina lehiraden, the tendency to go to sleep, there will be a place where you can explore it. Maybe not long before you, boom, you're off. But there's a place where you can just sort of say, heaviness, dreaminess, like before you go to sleep at night, you can kind of get the dreaming of sheep, whatever. Investigate them, really look and see what's the experience right now of any of them. And the most important one is see them as visitors, orchim. Not easy, because we have a tendency to hizdahut. Aval hizdahut is the key. They are visitors that come and go. It's part of the whole practice, and this is classic practice, but we need it here. Visitors that come and go. And really, you know, you could say the same thing about pretty well everything, especially in the context of our interest in this retreat of self and non-self. But this understanding that experiences are visitors, actually all experiences are visitors, are orchim, every single one. There isn't anything that isn't a visitor. It's maybe hard to understand, but think about it and experience it. But especially the hindrances, these mikhsholim, really see them as visitors knocking at the door. Knock, 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 knock. Hello, my name is Ayafut, tiredness. This is what I look like. And you say, okay, I see you. Thank you very much, and bye-bye. At this time, I'm not going to invite you in for tea. I don't feel like, I want to be free. So, but I see you, and thank you, bye-bye. So that's the hindrances. And there's something about our ability to see experience as visitors. And it's not just in a anatta retreat, it's the power of this practice to see something that is difficult for us as a visitor is different from turning it into a major drama that runs our whole life after that. So we almost, with it, experiences that are difficult, we have a choice. We either see it as a visitor, or we turn it into a major drama, which gives us and other people more problem. And the difference is hizdahut. This difficult experience happened to me, fair enough, it's a visitor, a difficult experience arising. There's a freedom in that, to allow difficulty to be in our world without turning it into a major drama of me and suffering. So it's an important point here that we're not trying to, I say, lesader et kol ha'chavayot shelanu shehem na'im. E efshar, we cannot do that. But the practice, if you want to take something home with you from this retreat and from any retreat and from any practice that we do, and from half an hour meditation in the morning, you say, what is it that I really want to take with me in the day? It's that what comes up is workable. Ma she ole ze efshar niten la'avod im ze. Ze lo ze lo totali, ze lo sagur, ze lo sof olam, ze ma she workable, everything. It's possible to, you know, it's workable. I don't know how to say it in Hebrew. So that's an important experience, something important as a sort of she'ifa, that we don't try and, we can't sort out everything, but we can say, this is ha-chavayot, sheli, ve-yom yom, or ve-rega'im ha-ele, hem workable. Chomagelem, efshar la'avod itam. So in terms of what I was saying last night, and the self and so on, don't worry about it too much. Sicha etmol haya, v'gom sichot shelanu v'shel Ilan. They give wisdom, but in practice, in meditation practice, and right now we're talking about practice, don't make the self anything. Don't worry about it. It just is the back of the mind as a kind of wisdom. The way we relate to ha'ani b'toch ha'tirgul is atchusha she'dvarim olim levad ve'ovrim. Dvarim olim ve'ovrim. Olim, ze maspik. Ve'im yesh she'lot kmo mi be'etzem noshem achshav. Yesh shlita al ha'neshimot, yesh shlita al ha'machshavot. Don't have to answer it. Leave it just as a question. It's a good question. Just leave it. Let it work. Let things work. So sometimes it's good. Ze tov liftoach she'elot ke'ele or she'elot pnimiyim. Ah, manyen. Kol ha'drama hazot. This bad Netflix movie going through my mind right now. Whose movie is it? Who's the director? I want to get him. You should get him out of Hollywood. Bad director. Well, who's the director? Mi abamai? Ani? Or ma? Sack him or her. But just the question is good enough. It's coming by itself, so who made it? You know, even that is just a simple question. Let it be there. It's enough as the wisdom of self and non-self. And it, and really, in terms of self, just sense this something is, even the unclarity, lo barur, ze metsuyan. Atrushot mi'aitzbaot. Ani mitachnen otam. Tichnanti ma'a itzbaot margishot. Chush maga. Ze tichnun sheli. You know, just be aware of things. This is to the transparency shakuf. It's just sensation in the fingers. That's all it is. Who did it? So I think the body is still for us an important ground for practice, especially at the beginning when we sit or when we walk. The beginning of the practice, start with the body. Breathing, sense of touch, sense of bodily life, because we really need to be simple. It develops samadhi. So stay with the breathing 5-10 minutes, or stay with the body, or stay with the walking, or touch the zoom in. Samadhi is helped by zooming in. So zoom in on the breath. Go inside each breath, drop in, to stay with it. And that gives simplicity, pashtut, and rikuz, and kirva, intimut. So every meditation can start with some samadhi, it's helpful. And the breathing is a good place, but it can be the body, or it can be the touch of the earth on our feet. But we can then play with the bodily life. Feel the breath is moving through the body. Feel the breath is not just in one place. Feel the different places that the breath is. Feel the breath is coming in from the world, going out to the world. Expand it, play with it. It's still samadhi. It's still, you know, staying with one thing. But then it spreads it. Zegamiyote adin. The breath. Can we feel the breath in our hands, our legs? Can we feel the breath moving through the body? So it, whatever we experience, go deeper, go into. One thing that we didn't talk about at all so far, but I want to remind you, ze hachashivut shel ravacha. Just basic okayness. Because it's important that we remember, actually, there's nothing wrong right now. Here I am sitting quietly. What's wrong? Clue. We can go into that in various ways. For example, the breathing and the body, we can feel that as joy. Simchat chayim, mo'od basisi. Ma'od pashut, ma'od naki. Ze lo mashane eze guf, ze lo mashane guf yashan, I say, zaken, or guf tzair, or guf yafer, or guf lo yafer, or guf kacha, or guf zachar, nekeva, lo mashane mashu basisi shel ha-simchat chayim basisi. Just go there. And it's just helpful for our whole practice. The Buddha said again and again, basic joy helps samadhi. It helps samadhi because we feel less resistance. We feel just okay, so I can let go. So the joy helps us let go. So do remember, and in small moments, one of my first teachers said, if you don't feel happy, then remember, I am warm, dry, and well fed. So what's the problem? Basic, okay to be alive, but it, pay attention to it. Not all the time, but just remember well-being. And when you feel good, when you feel well-being, stay with it. לשהות שם קצת זמן. Okay, not just 1 second, but really, you're walking between the trees, have some time to really feel, I'm in nature, what's wrong? There's a beautiful retreat going on, there's trees here, there is a sky above, and I'm alive right now. So, never mind all the stuff and all the movies in the mind. So it's worth just to remember that. About thought. Citta, thought is citta, the third foundation. And citta is mind and heart, because every thought has a feeling. And some thoughts that are really bad movies have feeling, they're bad, they have feeling behind. Fear, anger, emotion. Also good movies, they also have them. So basically we want to allow our thoughts also to be visitors, orchim. Let the thoughts come, let the thoughts go, be the audience. Hatsofer, mazim, mazim, mazinim, is the audience? Yeah, be the audience of our thoughts. Step back, one step back, and watch the thoughts pass by. Don't fight them, don't invite them, don't get rid of them, don't fight them. If thoughts are there, okay, thinking is happening, Baseda, one step back. Thoughts arising, thoughts going, thank you very much. That's it. Don't fight them, but don't give them status muhad dominate that thought is a what do you call it? A masharet tov adon ra. Is that right? A good servant and a bad master. The machshavot. Let them pass by. And if there is emotion, know that. Know the emotional life. There's bound to be emotional life. Citta is heart mind. The heart will be talking. Sadness, happiness, anger, neediness, enthusiasm, hitlavut, ahava. Not do it. Doesn't matter. Let the heart talk like the mind. And we sit on the bank of the stream watching the water pass by. So if you feel heart energy, maybe driving the thoughts, giving thoughts a lot of power because of the heart. So step back, watch the heart, watch the feeling life. Knowing how it works, just feeling it in the body. Okay. And don't forget to be the kindness to ourselves. Chibuk. Whatever we see is shaveh chibuk. Even the most shtuyot thoughts in the mind, they're still us, they still arrive. I love my mind, I love my body. I'm paying attention. Attention is a form of love. Attention is closeness. Attention is caring. Sometimes actively go to that place of caring. Okay? As you look at your life, chibuk, So you don't need to do it all the time and so on, but it should be there sometime. And final word, I've talked already, the insights, the tovanot, are really inside what I was saying already. Insight in something that could be a drama, but actually it's a visitor. That's an insight. Insight in things that are workable, that I can see something is workable. It's Gamish, I can work with it. Lalouche, it's possible to work with this stuff instead of being. Insight into non-control. I'm not in charge, things are arriving. Insights into change and flow. They come naturally, these insights. And let them. And moments of just okayness, they're very precious. Standing under a tree, what's wrong? Okay, so we'll take 10 minutes of practice. Thank you.